Where for Adelaide and South Australia, these are today's headlines from The Advertiser. Adelaide high school students who walked out of class this month to condemn schoolyard sexism have inspired a national protest with the backing of high-profile female politicians. MPs have praised the teen girls for their bravery and courage, backing the students' cause to bring about sex education reform to tackle sexual harassment and abuse at school. A core group of senior Adelaide high school students are involved with a Teach Us Consent campaigner Ms. Contos in planning an Australian-wide walkout later in the year. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to The Advertiser at advertiser.com.au or download the app at your app store. South Australian voters face heading to the ballot box twice within weeks because of a potential March federal election being followed by an April state poll. It is understood SA Liberals have been canvassed by senior federal counterparts about the impact of a national election in early to mid-March, which would force an unprecedented rescheduling of the fixed-term state poll from March 19. Under the SA Constitution, the state election date must be deferred by not more than 21 days. If a federal election is called for the same month. The new date being canvassed for the state election is Saturday, April 9, the week before Easter. It would be the first time a fixed-term state election date has been changed. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
GPs will begin offering Pfizer vaccinations from as early as next month, with 600 surgeries to be giving the jabs by August. An initial 300 GP clinics will be invited to start Pfizer vaccinations in mid-July, and that number will double before the end of the month, subject to supply increasing. An expected average allocation of 300 Pfizer doses per week for each GP clinic will be in addition to the current AstraZeneca allocation. In South Australia, Premier Stephen Marshall said new outreach programs to immunise the homeless against COVID-19 were also planned as the state passed the milestone of 400,000 jabs. And in sport, Port Adelaide young gun Connor Rosie says he is still managing his foot injury, but his form is building after kicking the second 5-goal haul of his career on Thursday night. Rosie's performance was among the positives for the Power in a 21-point home loss to Geelong. The 21-year-old missed the opening 2 rounds of this year to correct a joint issue in his right foot, but he told The Advertiser it was now feeling pretty good. Those are your headlines from The Advertiser. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at theadvertiser.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.